This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insight, unbridled honesty, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. It's me and my man Jake on the mic. All right, Matt Rhule is apparently still talking. Doesn't he know that, like, I guess he just does what he wants. It's like he runs the joint or something. All right, so we're going to talk some national college football in the meantime, which we were going to do at the end of the show, but we'll do it now. It's neither here nor there. All right, Jake, I want some of your thoughts on this. Iowa, they were ahead against Iowa State. Boo-hoo, shed no tears. Iowa State pulls off the upset. Apparently, Iowa still struggles to score points. What are your thoughts here quickly, Jake?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean,
he said it was awesome.
Well, it's just the game. How can it get any better than a 54-yarder from an in-state Iowa kid?
It.
Like, the all eyes of the state are on him for the big rivalry. Iowa State hasn't won, previously. Matt Campbell's 1-6 against Kirk Ferentz, so they needed this one. Iowa State needed this one, and the win has propelled them to the top 25 and taken Iowa out of it. Now, for Iowa's side, obviously, they scored 40 points in week one. 19 points here, had the lead, not necessarily a good look, and they're off, and their defense usually steps up and wins the game, failed to do so. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. To be completely honest, I would expect nothing else out of Iowa State. And like I said, I just loved it. That leading into the Nebraska game. And you know, they played it at the Nebraska mm-hmm. stadium was just very cool. All that being said, I think I found out too that my conference affiliation or my loyalty in that game is depending on what conference Nebraska in. Because I was kind of cheering for Iowa. I used to always cheer for Iowa State in that one, but I'm a conference guy. I'll admit it. I'm a conference
guy. Get out.
You don't cheer for conference?
Dude, not when it's Iowa.
Oh, I don't want to beat like a
holy Moses
3-7 Iowa team at the end of the year. I wanted them to be pretty good.
I just want to beat Iowa. I don't care what their record is, and I want them to lose. Oh, come on, man. All right, so. Jake, I love you. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? Oh, man. All right.
I've been known over the years to have to especially like Iowa's brand of football. Not necessarily offense, but the fact that their defense and special teams
you're killing me, Smalls.
Has been incredible for,
you're
for years.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Buckets Award winners, you know, they've cornerbacks of the year. I mean, they've had
He just
guys.
Keeps going on. He's not going to stop. Dude, you dug the hole and it was like six inches. Nope, not deep enough. Not deep enough. All right. I can respect a man that has the courage of his convictions, except when these are the convictions. Jake, my man. All right. Iowa actually got outgained by Iowa State. All right. Iowa couldn't even pass for 100 yards in this game. They did rush for 204 yards. So basically, they can run the ball, play defense, good special teams, disciplined team. That's Iowa's football. Apparently, they can still not throw the ball through the air and score many points. So that is a real shame. All right, Texas and Michigan. This was a butt whooping. This was never a game. Right out the gate, Michigan is struggling on offense. And to be fair, they missed their entire offensive line. To be clear, at the end of this show, we're going to come back, give our thoughts on Matt Rhule's press conference. He's still talking as we speak. But right out the gate, Michigan struggled to move the ball. Texas did not. All right, Michigan has a bunch of – here's what's crazy. I thought Michigan would lose the game. I said take Texas and the points, and I felt very good about saying that. But I thought Michigan's defense would at least keep this interesting. For a while, this game was not interesting by halftime. It was 24-3. Texas had no problem scoring on the defending national champs in their house with the majority of their starters coming back. One of the most elite corners in all of football. Michigan's offense, they've got to do something different. All right. They really have. Their offense is struggling to put points on the board. Texas destroys Michigan 31-12. All right. I love this. Boise State and Oregon. I've always been a Boise State fan. Even before the Fiesta Bowl versus Oklahoma in 2007, which I watched in a hotel room after we had played Auburn in the Cotton Bowl earlier that day. And most people think of that game for the trick plays. For 3.5 quarters, Boise State had the lead, and they just out-footballed Oklahoma. They were better at football than Oklahoma. They only busted those plays out late. Oregon holds on. All right, they were down at halftime, 20-14. Number 7, Oregon holds on to beat Boise State inside of Autzen Stadium. Boise State actually outgains the Ducks, outrushes the Ducks 2-1, 221 rushing yards to 110. This Boise State team, I think, even though they lost, I think they just helped their playoff chances. If it comes down to them and an undefeated Liberty team, I'm putting Boise in. If it comes down to a one-loss Boise and a one-loss Memphis, depending on how Memphis's loss looks and what else Memphis does this season, I'm putting Boise in. They were my prediction of the G5 team to get in the college football playoff before the season. And this elevates them in my eyes because it shows me they're a G5 team that can play with a top 10 team. If you're an Oregon fan, you got concerns. You've won your first two games against two non-power conference teams by a total of 13 points. You got concerns, Oregon fans. Welcome to the Big Ten. Notre Dame. I sat here last week and talked about how I thought Notre Dame was for real. I can't stand that school. I just hate that they get to have their cake and eat it too. That's basically what it comes down to. Iowa, Jake, Notre Dame, Alabama, the New York Yankees, can't stand them. And I sat here and I said Notre Dame was for real a week ago. All I had to do was wait a week and I could have celebrated. But no, I have to eat crow. Thanks a lot, Notre Dame. I'll never like you again. I never liked you. I'm never going to say positive things again either. Notre Dame didn't just get beat. Like, look at the stats. Northern Illinois, 388 total yards of offense. Notre Dame, 286. Outgained by over 100 yards to a 4-touchdown underdog in their own house. I was completely and utterly wrong. Notre Dame is not for real. They may get in the playoff. They don't have a tough schedule. They probably won't lose more than two games, although I don't know after this. Who knows? If they just play halfway decent, they could be 10-2 and they'll get in. But they're not for real. I don't care what they do the rest of this year. I have watched top teams struggle with smaller conference teams a million times in my life, especially early on in the season, but they always find a way to win. If you can't find a way to win when you're a 28-point favorite at home, you're not for real. I don't care what you do the rest of the year. Northern Illinois beats the Fighting Irish 16-14 inside Notre Dame Stadium. All right, Tennessee. There was two matchups of ranked teams this weekend. Texas, Michigan, Tennessee, NC State. Tennessee, the Volunteers, number 14. North Carolina State, number 24. This was not a contest. Tennessee, 51. NC State, 10. Why is the ACC still a conference? I don't know. Next game. Illinois. All right. Now, you do a little deeper dive, you could argue Kansas outplayed Illinois. My response would be, who scored more points? And it was Illinois at home. This is a rivalry game. Kansas, 327 total yards. Illinois, 271. You watch this game, it looks like Kansas outplayed Illinois, but Illinois won the game. They found a way to win, something Notre Dame couldn't do. Illinois very well may be 3-0 when we play them on Friday night inside Memorial Stadium, the 400th consecutive sellout in 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks. Illinois upsets number 19 with 18 returning starters, Kansas Jayhawks, 23-17. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here on this show, you're going to get Husker football, Husker sports, and college football, ladies and gentlemen, especially throughout college football season. But those are the three areas you're going to specifically get. All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about Matt Rhule's press conference, what he had to say, and give a reaction right after this.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.